Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers Sunday Sermon Shorts. I'm going to do this show in reverse. Have you heard the article? Have you heard the news about the scientific discovery that at conception, at the moment that sperm meets egg, there is an explosion of light, proving that life begins at conception? Now that's really interesting. That's really interesting, don't you think? There's a flash of light. We didn't know that before. And yeah, we sure the heck know it now, right? So I want to read you some of the headlines. I'm playing fast and loose with the sources here because I will tell you all of this later. Like I said, doing this in reverse. So, let's see. Live action. Yeah, I'm not going to try to go through all of these sources. I'll just read some of the quotes that are here. A new scientific breakthrough might go a long ways toward changing hearts and minds. Scientists have been able to capture the moment of life. That moment of life begins with a bright flash of light as a new life is conceived. The next one, scientists witnessed for the first time what happens at the moment when a new human life begins. A burst of zinc fireworks. Yet another one here. God's active act of creation, as described in Genesis 1, begins with those familiar words, "Let there be light." At the moment that you and I and everyone else who has ever lived were conceived, the microscopic equivalents of fireworks went off, a kind of mini Big Bang. And another one that goes all the way, if those weren't all the way enough. Spark of life. Scientists discover moment souls enter eggs at the time of conception. The author claimed that this is what the faithful recognize as a moment when God allows a miracle to occur and called the science proof of Catholic teaching. Now, with the discovery of the spark of life, scientists just might have proven the church has been right all along. And now the writer who collated these quotes in her piece, she says this: "These are exaggerations. At conception, there is no flash of light, no burst of fireworks, no sparks flying, no fiat lux, no scientific proof of ensoulment, no vindication of doctrine by this research. There is a misunderstanding." And then she goes on to talk about the science. You know, I sent my wife a message saying that I'm going to start podcasting here. Please don't send me a message. Don't even respond to this. And so she responds, and all of the things around me go ding. I don't know. Maybe I would have been better off not to send the message. I don't know. It's okay. It's okay. Life of a podcaster. Guarantee you, every podcaster goes through this kind of stuff. They just don't talk about it on air because they don't want to sleep in the couch. So let's see, where was I? So who is the one splashing this cold water? What's the name of this article? Contrary to reports, there is no flash of light at conception. This article was written by the National Catholic Register. Right, as religious crazy, evangelical religious crazy is bursting all around. A religious organization, a religious publication is the one, and thank God for that too, because it should have been, are the ones who raise their hand and say, excuse me, that's wrong. You don't understand the science. You really don't understand what the scientists are saying. You are misrepresenting the truth. You should actually read the paper. This is what they say in this article. You should read the paper. Stop falling for this pseudoscience. You are hurting the church and making it even more the case that there's a conflict between science and religion, because once you understand what the article, the actual scientific discovery was, you're going to look like fools. And people who understand it are going to walk away from the church. This makes the church look bad. This is the thrust of her paper. She also includes a lot of science, and I'm not going to read that. I am going to let you read that yourself. I have already read it once. That was enough for me. Okay. So I said I was going to do this backwards, and I am. Let me get back over here. I read this because a GOP, you know, the grand old party, the good old boys, you know. It's because the GOP in West Virginia, one of their representatives, heavily Republican. Let's see if I can find his name here. Oh, I'll find it in a little bit. Oh, yeah. Mike Azinger. He is pushing a bill for misinformation, basically anti-abortion propaganda, to be taught as a curriculum in school. But it's not just that it's anti-abortion propaganda. It's scientifically, factually wrong. It's just bad. So the more you read about it, the wronger it gets. Not that this type of Christian really gives a damn about the science. And so he's got a number of quotes. The name of this article, I picked this up from The Friendly Atheist: GOP lawmaker pushes anti-abortion propaganda bill with scientific anti-Semitic lies, which is true. Read the article. I am not going to read this one for you either, but I do just want to read a little bitty piece of it as we get toward the end, because Hermit Mehta includes a lot of quotes from a lot of things that he said, but I care about this one bit. Let's see. So, this is a great bill. It shows conception, and Google it, at the very nanosecond of conception, there is a flash of light. When conception occurs in human beings, and I believe it's across the whole animal kingdom, at the point, the second of conception, there is a flash of light. That's God telling us, I believe, that life begins there. this fool read some headlines from some overenthusiastic Christian publications, does not understand or care about the underlying science, and he's just running with that. And he arrogantly says, Google it. So I did. I did. Apparently, he has done nothing more than Google it. ChatGPT it. GPT it. Yeah. That's what he's done. That's all he's done. He has read zero of the science about it, understands zero of the science about it. Same for his constituents. This is the kind of stuff that you will find in the curriculum he is pushing. And by the way, that bill passed. Passed, I think it's the House, and now it's got to pass the Senate. It's one of those. And it's going to pass pretty easily because heavily Republican majority. West Virginia, education, they are ranked 47th in the country. It's only going to go down from there. Oh, wow. You know what to do. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Just log into your Discuss account and discuss away. Send me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until the next time, I'll see you in the comments. And in the meantime, I'm out.